let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Going beyond the fads, opinions, and false hopes of expert self-help books, Harmonious Petals, True Journey of the Soul by Rose Helick, explores the incredible connection between purposeful living and quality of life. From one of the many rave reviews of Harmonious Petals, a book of about souls, their entry into the physical world, the process of learning, acquiring wisdom, understanding, self-realization, and final unification with universal love through collective physical existence. Rose is a mom and wife, taking care of her family affairs. She's participated in spiritual groups and often wrote her understandings for the groups. She also participated in her church and the church discussion groups, contributing to the importance of soul progress and evolution in order for all beings on the earth to live in peace and finish their journey as souls. She now lives in New Mexico. Rose Helick, author of Harmonious Petals, True Journey of the Soul, is our guest on This Week in America. Rose, it is a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
This is going to be an interesting conversation. Rave reviews for Harmonious Petals. Why did you decide to write this book? What was the motivation in writing Harmonious Petals?
As a soul, during this my lifetime, I have gone through some highly important transformation, that is the spiritual awakening. Once that happened to me, I am become a changed person. My inner life changed, my outer life changed. I have realized we are all creation, part of each other, and I become highly empathetic, and I cannot stand the violence, the suffering of humans or animals, and I feel the unity, importance of unity, love, connection with all beings is so very important to create a harmonious, peaceful coexistence of all for us as human and the rest of the creation, as we are all on a journey for their soul purposes. So this is the message that I have imparted through my book with my understanding, and I started writing that.
You know, you share that, and that's why the book is receiving excellent reviews. People can understand what you're saying. It's written in a way that's very relatable to all of us, and you put in perspective some of the questions we all have as we go through life. What would you say is the purpose of this book? What do you hope people get from reading Harmonious Petals?
I hope that all people who can read, they read this book and think, and what we are doing with our physical existence. We are just existing like eating and doing all pressure thing and die, or we are here as spirit and we are continuing to do our journey as soul and learning, progressing and connecting with all that is on the earth and creating a peaceful existence here and hereafter. That is my goal.
The book we're talking about is Harmonious Petals, True Journey of the Soul by our guest on the program, Rose Helick, and that's spelled C-H-Y-L-E-K. We'll have all this on our website. Book available at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places for the book. And Rose's website is harmoniouspetals.com. And again, all that information on our website. I'll give you that again several times as we go through the course of the conversation today. Who is this book designed for? And I'm asking that thinking, boy, just about all of us could use this book. Who is this book designed for?
All people on the face of the earth must read this book. I mean, that's what my expectation, but I cannot force anyone to read it, but I wish all should read this book and create an environment where we all live in peace. Violence is a forgotten memory. War, violence, killing, guns, everything. We can practice love, empathy, compassion. They are all freely available to all of us. Why we cannot choose love and peace and joy for all rather than on the opposite of that? Is my question. Because of that, I wish we all should read it and we should really start living in such a way that we have a peaceful existence and peaceful departure from this world to the soul world, and we continue to journey through as the created intended for each soul to.
You know, it's interesting because, yes, everyone should read it. And boy, it seems like the time is right for this book, Harmonious Petals by Rose Helick, our guest, on the program. I mentioned spirituality. What is spirituality?
Spirituality means we are not just a flesh and just living and eating and mating and going. We are spirit. We came from the great spirit or God or creative force. And we are sent out here. We are not just body. We are spirit through our living. We are evolving. We are understanding. We are practicing from our fall. We are rising. We are learning. We are progressing. And all will do this job. Like me, now I am spiritually awakened. I understand. So does all souls. We learn to understand and go through this process of spiritual awakening. Once that happens, their journey of life will be different, and they will connect with all. They practice unity, they practice love, they practice empathy, they experience the joy of oneness, peace, harmony, and they fight for it. They speak for it. They will not be quiet. Look at the example of Saint Francis of Assisi. He was one of those at the age of, I think, 18, in the middle of the war. He spiritually awakened. He became a changed human being. So does all the saints, all the mystics, all the spiritually awakened people. This is our journey. This is our purpose of existence. Not so much of accumulation and eating and all other things. That is not what our purpose is, but that will realize once you are spiritually awakened.
You know, that's interesting. And let me just follow up on that, because we all sort of ask ourselves from time to time, well, what is the purpose of all of this? Why are we here? What is the purpose of our existence, do you think?
That is soul realization. That is self-realization. That's what it is. Self means the God self. And we are all part of that little, large self. We are all spark of that God within each of us. That to realize that there's a spark in us and we have a purpose. Because like parents create a baby, you know, baby cannot ask, why are you created me? But the baby decided to incarnate with his parents as soul, learn similarly God, I mean, the creative force, send each spirit into this world for a while to become mature and master ourselves and understanding the meaning of life, death, life, living, and progress.
I mentioned in the beginning you participated in a number of groups and sharing your writing and sharing your thoughts. Talk a little bit about some of the groups that you participated in and what feedback you get from them.
Oh, I used to get a lot of beautiful feedback. Whenever I write, they tell that, oh, it's so nice, it is so, you know, enlivening, and you should create a journal for that, you should write a books, and et cetera, et cetera. They were all good souls, and, you know, they were living moderately nice life, kind and compassionate. So, but I was getting beautiful feedback from them.
With us on the program is Rose Helick, that's Chylek. The book is Harmonious Petals, True Journey of the Soul. Rose's website is harmoniouspetals.com, the name of the book, and you'll find that when you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Something you talk about, Rose, is Tree of Life. What is Tree of Life?
Tree of Life is the analogy of the tree, macrocosmic existence. That's what is Tree of Life. That means that include all the creation, the spiritual dimension, physical dimensions, and including our planet, all solar system, and the humans, and rest of the whole creation. That is one Tree of Life. Within that contain all the spiritual dimensions and the physical dimensions, and the law itself, the creative law itself in the Tree of Life.
Why is killing animals not good? Something that you address, and I think it's so important. Why killing animals is not good?
Animals also soul like us. But only thing difference between animal soul and us is that we have a higher mind, and powerful heart. We can register emotion, empathy, compassion. What is right? What is wrong? But because of that, we are different from the animal. Otherwise, the animals are living in that moment. They have only moment. They have no preconceived idea. They don't think of the tomorrow, what will happen, what happened yesterday. They feel hungry. Some animal go hunt and get hunted. But they do what they do to bring out babies. They cherish the babies. They fend for them until they are able to go and do whatever the life they do. They are all on a journey. They are not some kind of top of in the food chain. But of course, we say that they are all part of the food chain. That is our short-term thinking. In the long term, that's not how it is, because all life love life. You love your life. I love my life. All being wants to live. We fight for our life. We want to live one more day. How many millions of dollars we are spending to have high technology surgeries and this to day one more day, stay one more day or live one month more or 2 years more. Similarly, every life you observe them, observe the nature, you realize everything wants to live because they are sent out to live for a while. We are all on a journey. Not only us, human, we are all forces on a journey through this physical to the spiritual world, the soul world. So we have no right to interfere with anybody, terminate any life, because they are missing their opportunity to fulfill their commitment according to the divine order. And we are sending them out before their time come. And a sad soul return to the soul world and they will be back again to continue their journey. So we are interfering with the divine law by killing animals or by killing any human being or interfering with any human being for whatever reason, for our impulse sake or anything. So, yes. So that's what it is.
So an abortion would fall into that category as well, as we were discussing, as Rose was discussing. The book is Harmonious Petals, True Journey of the Soul. Her website is harmoniouspetals.com. This is a fascinating question, and we don't have 3 hours to answer it, but I'll ask anyway. What happens to the soul, the spirit, after the death?
You are talking about the abortion?
No, I'm talking about just after death. What happens to our soul? What happens
after
our
death,
spirit?
The soul depart to the soul world, depend on the how one lived. All the memories are registered in their subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind, the soul mind, the psyche, which does not have any death, with all the memories cross over to the soul world, and they will, you say the book of life, or it will be like a screen. It will be played out before them how they lived, what they did, what they did not do, it, what they failed to do. All that they come to realizing. They have with our body, mind, ability to speak, we can defend here, but there is no defense there. We see it for what it is, how we lived, and then they decide whether to go into higher dimensions or lower dimensions, or to be back again to live one more time to correct their mistakes and make remedies and ascend. It is all dependent on the soul, what kind of continuation of the life that they are going to lead.
With us on the program is Rose Helick. She's the author of the book Harmonious Petals. Her website is harmoniouspetals.com. We'll have all that on our website. Book available as well at authorreputationpress.com. Rose, why war, violence, killing, greed, selfishness, things we see, unfortunately, all too common every day, why are all those wrong?
They are very, very wrong. Violence and killing is, first of all, when with my words or with my action, if I hurt you are going to feel troubled. Your soul will get troubled. Your psyche gets troubled, and I am interfering with your peace of mind. This way, I am also affecting myself. Similarly, when somebody kill an animal or a human or anybody else, they are interfering with the soul journey, and we are stumbling. We become the stumbling block for the other being, that of animals or humans, which is not right. We pay for it. We have to deal with the consequence. There is nothing free here in the creation. We have given the responsibility for the heart and mind. We are, if not using it, and we are using it like a thoughtless action, we have to pay for it. So definitely, it is a terrible, terrible thing to interfere with with a journey of other persons or other beings' existence. But we are continuously doing it. And look at the world today, what is happening? Everybody is afraid. We humans are afraid of human, animals are afraid of human. We could have made a better world for each other with a thoughtful existence, right? A paradise for all of us to live.
What would you like to see happen with humanity? Because there are so many problems out there. It's almost discouraging sometimes when we see all that's out there. What would you like to see happen with humanity?
I like to see that the humanity changes, follow the immutable laws, practice self-restraint, control the impulses, control all the desire for accumulation, desire for fame, desire for all that is belong to this world, valley of death. It will stay dead. But when we do all the wrong things and we cross over, we carry such a burden with our soul to the other world, and our sorrows, our tremendous amount of suffering that we will experience, and we will come back to deal with it. That is what I have seen. So many departed souls and their happy souls, sad soul, their suffering. I myself experience was showed me many, many times of my existence and all. And I have very recently, maybe about 6 months back ago, I was having this vision of 100 million sun-like light, powerful light, you know, everything is encompassing under. From the middle of that light, I am seeing us, I am seeing, hearing Jesus speaking, saying that the souls of the humanity stuck in the filth and they are not even trying to take it out. Again, few days later, the same voice saying, humanity must follow the immutable laws. Again, after a few days, the same powerful light saying humanity must change to bring about harmony and peace into this world for all of us. Can you imagine? We all, male, female, animal, everybody will live in a world where it's no fear. Everybody look out for each other. Jesus said, you love one another, you look out for your neighbor. What it means to all that? Why we are not listening into all that? Why we are not prating? Why we have to fight for God? Why we have to kill each other, you know? So I don't understand. This awareness has come to me and I am become so much troubled inside, having seen the war, going through all the suffering of this rape and violence and killing. No. You know, we have the capacity to control our impulses. We cannot have this free lunch and we cannot have a free range of activity in going on there. It is not good. First of all, not to interfere with anyone else's. If everybody thinks that if I have the right to enjoy my life, so does others have it. And if I feel pain, others feel it. If I am feeling happy, others have the right to feel it also. So not to interfere. And let us all work together to bring about changes in this world. This is my prayer. This is my prayer to all humanity. Let us live in peace. Let us create a world where there's no war. There's no violence. I know to breed all the animals, close all the zoos, close all this entertainment with the animals and rooster fight and chicken fight and dog fight and all. Why should we need all that thing? Why we have a precious body is called our temple. Our God dwell in this temple. That is our physical body. Let us have this beautiful existence in the physical as a gift from God, and let us practice a living which is called soulful living. This is my wish for all of us.
And you express that in the book, Harmonious Petals. I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end of the program. You touched on that several times in the answer. Do you think God exists? And this is really a foundational question for all of us.
Yes, I do. God exists. God is not an old man sitting in the cloud, though. God is a powerful, creative force, forever existed. It has no beginning, it has no end. From it comes all the forces, galaxies, solar system, humans, earth, planet, and including human, the little humans, and all other beings, and it establishes law. Jesus says, follow the immutable law. Human must follow. That's the law. All the solar system follow the immutable law. Call it gravity. Why we cannot follow the law? Why there is something in us written. All the laws are written in our own heart, in our soul. What to do and what not to do. But we as human spirit descended from the spirit world into the human, into animal kingdom, and with all this powerful heart and mind, we started doing things and we went down below the animal existence and practicing everything what animal did it, and it everything went out of control and we are fighting with it, you know. So better that we realize, sooner we realize, the better it is for all of us. And that's what I have to say.
Harmonious Petals is a gorgeous book. It's filled with inspiring full-color illustrations by the author, dedicated to helping everyone to become harmonious petals and to live and prosper on all levels with all beings. The book is essential reading for anyone seeking lasting improvement and understanding in their lives and souls, and that would be basically all of us could benefit from reading this book. The book is so well done, Harmonious Petals, The Journey of the Soul, written by Rose Helick, and that's Chylek. Her website is harmoniouspetals.com. Book available at authorreputationpress.com, all the usual places. Rose, a pleasure having you on the program. So much substance in your book and in our conversation today. You've been very helpful to so many people and will continue to reach out through the book, Harmonious Petals. Rose, thank you for being with us on the program. Rose Helick, Chylek. The book is Harmonious Petals, True Journey of the Soul. Book available on our website, harmoniouspetals.com, authorreputationpress.com, and more. More information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.